FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Hundreds of Kwadukuza municipality employees have downed tools and taken to the streets, resuming a strike that began last month. The SAMWU-affiliated workers marched to the Nokukhanya Luthuli building in Ballito today. They've accused the municipality of failing to honour promises made during negotiations. The union's Stembiso Dlamini says four key issues remain unresolved, including unfair job grading, delays in job evaluations and unpaid overtime for six-day workers.
There is nothing called six-day workers. We are all have five-day workers and working 40 hours. But what do those are, they introduce something that is foreign, something that we don't know, called six-day workers. And they employed workers on those bases. And we're saying in the sector there's nothing like that. If a person works 6 days, that person should be compensated. That's 6 days and overtime.
Dlamini says the strike will continue until their demands are met. Meanwhile, the Kwadukuza municipality says it has not received formal notice of the strike. And former KZN Education MEC Kwazim Shengu says the death of Sindiso Magaka left a scar on the ANC. Sentencing proceedings are underway in the Pietermaritzburg High Court for one of the four accused in the murder case of the former Secretary General of the ANC Youth League. Earlier this month, Sibusiso Mqwengwa admitted to shooting the 35-year-old in a politically motivated attack. He also pointed out that the late Umzumkulu mayor was behind the hit. A victim impact statement has been read out in court in aggravation of sentence.
Not only did the ANC lose one of the most trusted comrades, his demise resulted in deep tension within the ANC, as comrades started to suspect each other.
To Gauteng, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has welcomed the arrest of two hitmen linked to the murder of the bodyguard to the University of Fort Hare's vice-chancellor. The bodyguard was gunned down outside the VC's home in the Eastern Cape in 2023 in an alleged contract killing. Police spokesperson Atlenda Marte says this brings the total number of arrests to 12.
The SAP has published the hitman's pictures. I can confirm that last week on the 21st of June, the team proceeded to Zakaria Park in Johannesburg, where we were following up on intelligence and information from members of the public. Two of the three hitmen are in custody and will be charged accordingly.
And abroad, a Taiwanese court has jailed 10 people for spying for Beijing as Taipei seeks to counter China's influence on the self-ruled island. The two sides have been spying on each other for decades, but analysts say the threat to Taiwan is greater given that China has threatened to use force to bring Taipei under control. Your top story this hour. Hundreds of Kwadukuza municipality employees have downed tools and taken to the streets, resuming a strike that began last month. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Milda Noxie's second test century to lead the Proteas, 503 runs ahead of Zimbabwe. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has expressed concerns around their club World Cup campaign. And two-time Wimbledon finalist Ange Jabeur is out of the All England Club tournament after retiring in a first-round clash.